Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Hey. That was lame. Let's try that again.
No, we're going to keep that one.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
It's a new year.
It is. And this is the Upcycle Canada podcast. Yes.
And we're...
Confused with all the other Upcycle Canada podcasts.
No, I know.
Because there is only one.
There is only one.
Welcome.
Welcome. All right, then.
So this is a recap of last season, which would be 2021, right. Season one.
Yes.
14 episodes, including the trailer.
Very nice.
We're in season two.
Yes, we are. In
2022. A new season in our life.
A new season.
In our not a new seasoning, but a new season.
No, very spicy. Of our life.
Spicy. So we are now in 2022, so hence season two. See what we did there?
Doesn't work for everybody.
No. Works for us. So we want to talk about what's ahead for Upcycle Canada. If you listen to the podcast, you probably noticed we didn't release a podcast on...
Yesterday.
Is it yesterday?
Yeah, it would have been yesterday.
January Again, I work 2nd. Night, so I have no January idea what day 2nd. It is.
Yeah.
So we didn't release one Sunday morning at 6 a.m. So our apologies. Mm-hmm. But that was actually, what day was that Sunday?
January 2nd.
That was January 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Dave was Christmas holidays. I was working all week, all through the Christmas break.
Basically.
So I don't even know. It's Monday, right?
It is Monday.
So it's Monday. Yes. So I have no idea.
I had to go back to work today.
Yeah. Enjoying our coffee. It's 2022, and we wanted to talk about what's coming up in Upcycle and kind of what's ahead for us and some of the things we're excited to tell you, give you a sneak peek of some of the things that are in the works. Mm-hmm. So something, a little change gears, though, something also that we were working on right now, and we had a challenge issued to us through a podcast by the great Cliff Ravenscraft, who we've been able to interact with a little bit, and we're really appreciative of his time. And I got up on stage in Clubhouse and had a great conversation with Cliff, and he gave us, you and I, a challenge to do, and you've started. I'm going to do mine tomorrow.
Yes.
Because I'm off tomorrow during the day and you're back at work. But give us just a brief synopsis of the challenge and also what happened at work today with that as well. Cool.
So basically, for us specifically, like, he does give a different challenge on his podcast, but for us personally, he asked us to write down 50 things of things that you want. So not to have any filters with that, basically to, if it comes to your mind, write it down.
So what kind of filters are you not allowed to use?
So, oh, well, this might be too expensive, or, well, you know, what if...
It's not possible.
What's so-and-so going to say? Or, you know, like, well, that's too selfish.
This will never happen.
This will never happen. No, don't think of the outcome. Think of just, if it comes to your forefront, just write it down.
Like, so I haven't seen your list, just for the record.
You have not.
We haven't talked about it, and we're not supposed to until I'm done. But you said...
I was 10 items things in and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'll never come up with 50.
Thanks, Cliff, for making something up ridiculous.
And the thing was, I did 25 on one side of the sheet and 25 on the other.
Okay,
and by the time I got to the first half, I'm like, okay, well, I'm halfway there now. And so, yeah, I finally ended up. And then I was like one away. I'm like, oh. And I like reread my list. I was like, I don't even know what else to write. And then you start thinking about it, and then you're like, oh, I should have wrote that down. I should have wrote that down. But then once you've got your list, then I had to go back through it and then pick my sort of top 10 things that I would think that I really want out of this.
Yep, so you're narrowing it down to 10.
So I narrowed it down to 10.
Yep.
And then from those 10, then again, in order this time of maybe what you'd want done first, then I had to take my top three from the 10.
Yep.
So it was just kind of cool because one of the things he says is even just by writing your dream or your goal or something you want down, 42% more likely than to that for that dream to come true. So I wrote it down twice, technically, because I wrote it in my, well, actually three times. I wrote it in my 50.
Yeah, your top three, yeah.
So, but I had a customer. I had a staff co-worker come in today, and we were talking about, you know, the new year and just sort of dreams and, you know, oh, I'm going to do this different this year. And I gave her a challenge. I gave her that same challenge, basically, and told her kind of what I had done and how I, you know, it was a challenge for you and I to write down 50 things. But I told her to try and come up with 20, 25, and then narrow it down again. Same thing. So I said, you know, this is your challenge for the week now, and see what you... She was so excited that she, you know, just to walk away from that, and the fact that I learned so much just in doing it and kind of... You know, it starts to make you think about what is it you really do want? What do you need? What do you hope for? You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because listening to Cliff, I found him originally as the podcast answer man. So he was helping me and yourself, the two of us, to build our podcast through learning what he taught and coming home and then applying it to this so that we can get better and everything. So he's very good at teaching and instructing and giving out great quality content for free. So he's now kind of rebranded and he's focusing more on your mindset and how you approach life and how you think about things and not thinking negatively all the time, but think positively.
Right.
So there was discussion about New Year's resolutions at this time of year, and that, let's just make up numbers because I don't have them in front of me, say 80% of people fail their New Year's resolutions by...
Well, 6 weeks into the year.
Yeah, 6 weeks into the year.
Yeah.
They give up. So 20% of people do succeed.
Right.
So instead of focusing on the 80 that and then saying, well, that's my out because 80% don't do it, I'm going to be one of the 80.
That's a
somebody
negative.
Has to choose to be part of the 20.
Yeah.
So focus on the 20 people who are doing whatever they're doing and be one of those people.
Right.
Why is it just naturally our tendency to just disqualify ourselves right from the beginning? Right. Not even try.
We had a quote back in one of our first ones from Henry Ford about
And I've heard it many times, even from Cliff, too.
Oh, I know. We've heard it, and it seems to be like, it's amazing how you can adapt it to your life. And he says, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
So basically,
either way.
Yeah. If you think, oh, I can, I'm going to be that 80%, you know, well, then you're right. You're not going to succeed. You know, you've already convinced yourself you're not going to get there. So... Think positive.
We get really deep right off the bat, for our podcast. It's like, people are like, whoa, usually they're like a little lighter at the beginning. But yeah, we're right in this. This is what we're thinking about, what we're dealing with and talking about right now. So we might as well jump right in there and share that right off the bat. So you've got, you're down to three.
So I have my three.
You have your, it's not like the 50 don't matter. It's not like the 10 don't matter.
Right.
And only the three matter. But all the 50 that you started with, they still matter.
Yes.
They're still on your list.
That's right.
But one thing Cliff was talking about in one of his podcasts was people would write down on that original 50 list something and never refer to that piece of paper again. And then years later or whatever, a period of time later, they pull out the list and they're like, some of the things on their list had happened without them even trying.
Yeah.
But now it's in front of you.
That's right.
And it's not a resolution, it's a goal.
Right.
I think there's a big difference between those two.
And by having those top three things now, like let's say you put it on your fridge, you know, read it every morning, you know, and look at it and go, I'm going to
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I'm going to challenge myself and look for opportunities and share it with people. So that's the other thing I mentioned to my coworker was once she's come up with her things, tell family, tell friends about it.
A lot of resolutions seem to be changing bad behaviors and making something good. So like I don't go to the gym. So my resolution for 2022 is I'm going to go to the gym. And then I go for a while and I fail and get discouraged.
Yeah.
Goals seem to be more about what you're going to be better at.
Right. So
for the most part, right? Could be something that you're trying to stop doing. But for the most part, it's I want to be better at this. And so I'm going to set a goal and I'm going to work towards the goal, have a plan and take steps towards a goal, like a finish line.
Yeah. I know you mentioned once about the going to the gym. Well, if the first step to going to the gym is buying a new pair of shoes, then buy the shoes.
Then at least you're on, you started your path.
Yeah. So and then just go for a walk.
Right.
You know, whatever. So you've started somewhere. You have to start somewhere. You have to start to get there. So
So yeah, so 2022 is all about some new goals and creating new opportunities and building your future for this year. So there's a lot of different things that we can focus on, a lot of different things that we can develop. And I know for our business, we've got some goals too that we're trying to put into place and trying to grow.
Right.
So we have our business, we have our podcast, and how Upcycle Canada can move forward. So this year, because of COVID restrictions on our store, and in Ontario, they just announced another round of restrictions. So we're going back in time again. And
we're not closed, no, thankfully, but
it's not good.
It's not good either. No.
In all of that, we're trying to grow a business in probably the toughest time in the world to grow a business. So there's some things that we want to do to kind of make ourselves stand out and do better. And it's difficult.
Yeah.
Right. So for the podcast, for example, right, let's talk about some of our goals for this time together.
Yeah.
And for the listeners that listen, 23 countries, we're over 600 downloads in 3 months.
Yeah.
We're on a good track.
Right.
Right. And they when you listen to podcasters talk about creating a new podcast, they say basically for the first year, ignore the numbers and just make content. Get comfortable, get better mics, just improve, get your show better. And then you can start looking at the numbers. But
we're still fun.
We're still curious, curious little squirrels, and we need to check out the numbers. So we watch them all the time, and we're really impressed and thankful for every person that would take time to listen to us and connect with us.
I know.
So that's really important.
The thing that impresses me is the fact that there's like 23 countries have like maybe one listen, but it's like, how on earth did they find us?
I know, right?
Who told them about us? Like, what were they looking for?
Yeah, because looking up a podcast by title is not a very searchable thing. Like, you can go on YouTube and you can type in how to sew a circle or how to make a wood sign. And boom, it's like very searchable. Google, very searchable. Mm-hmm. Podcasts, you might have a podcast title, but in the podcast, they talk about a couple other things, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you can find the exact topic you're looking for through a podcast.
Right.
So for people to find us then is very encouraging.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know how someone in Iran finds us, but someone in Iran found us.
I know. Yeah.
So that's
And like the fact that it's so many countries, it's not like, you know, oh, someone in Iran found us and told their friends. And so like half a dozen more people from that country found us.
Yeah. And it's nice.
It's one here, one there, one here.
Every Sunday morning when we release our podcast, usually, except for this week, goes out at 6 a.m. Because I'm at work when it comes out. Yeah. I work till 7 a.m. So I get to see a numbers right away while I'm at work. And there's somebody in the States that listens to it within the first 30 minutes of it releasing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm sorry, we disappointed you.
Wow, that you're 30 minutes in and you've already listened to it. Like, you're waiting for this. Like, that's great.
Maybe they're on their way to work or getting up in the morning.
So
you never know, right?
So,
or just like you just finishing your day. Or, yeah, you don't know.
So the downside of podcasting, I would say from our point of view, from this side of the microphone, is that the interaction is spotty between us and the audience. We can jump on an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live, and people pop up on the screen. We can talk to them directly.
Exactly.
We can send them a direct message. We can speak to them. We can call them. We can email them because we're interacting with them. In this format, it's you and I sitting in the living room. We have YouTube fireplace crackling away on the television, and it's just us.
Yeah.
So we feel like we're missing that third person, which is you listening in the room with us. We, as a podcast listener myself, I always feel like I'm part of the conversation. Mm. Let's keep this conversation going.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's because the people that do the podcast bring you in, even though you're not physically in the room. So to hear back and get feedback on the podcast, how we can improve, how we can do better. Again, 14 episodes, I would not claim at all to be an expert at any of the stuff that we're doing. Mm. We are going to grow and improve over time. But one of the quotes I saw was for 2022 was to be brave enough to suck at something new. I love that.
Yeah.
Just be brave enough in 2022, no matter what you're going to do. Maybe you're always thinking about having a podcast. In October, beginning of October 2021, we did not have a podcast. No. It wasn't even a topic. It wasn't a conversation. We had no microphones. We had no idea what we're doing, and it just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and midway of October 2021, we were brave enough to suck at something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we do. And that's being an entrepreneur. That's being a creative person. You just have to be brave enough to put yourself out there. Will everybody love it? No. Will you personally love it? Maybe not. But why wait? Like, why wait to be perfect?
Right.
If we all in our life wait to be perfect,
we'll never
accomplish anything.
No.
Right? Like when you were promoted in your job to a new role.
Yeah.
Were you perfect day one in your new role?
No.
You have no idea.
No.
It's like yesterday I was this person, now I'm in charge.
Now I'm in charge.
And I'm still the same person from yesterday.
That's right. Right? And same group of people I'm still working.
They're all looking at you
all
like,
now
you're
in
charge.
I'm in charge. I get to tell them.
So, like, it's not like you get some magical knowledge comes to you just because you have a new title or you try something new. You're still the same person you were yesterday. You just have something new in front of you.
Yeah.
And we have 2022 in front of us.
Right.
Something brand new.
Right.
So everybody kind of gets nostalgic. They kind of think that it's a new year, new beginnings, new chance. And everybody gets hyped up about this newness of the year. So for us, for podcasting, one thing we want to do for 2022 is find some great guests to bring on here. Because you've heard our voices for the last 14 episodes in 2021. And you're thinking, that's nice, but I'd like to grow this a little bit more. So 2021, we have some new, exciting guests we're working on. We could probably talk a little bit about who we're hoping to have.
Well, I know Paige needs to
obviously
be one
Paige,
of, if not the first.
Paige, again, if you're listening to this,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. So great having you back over Christmas.
Yeah.
So yes, Paige, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure. I think we're going to hold that as the number one spot.
I would think so. And I mean, even just looking at the store and all the vendors in the store, I think all of the vendors deserve a spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how many vendors off the top of your head?
Shoot, 15.
12 to 15.
Yeah.
Something 15, like that?
Yeah.
So we have 12 months. So depending on how we're doing it. So at least one vendor a month. So we have January. We got to get going on that.
Paige isn't a vendor. So
we need Paige and a vendor this month.
February is a short month. So
So we need to do a lot of planning for that. So if you're a vendor in our store, you will be getting a call.
Yes.
If you don't want to do a podcast, that's fine. But we would love for you to tell your story.
Definitely.
How you connected with Upcycle Canada. But tell people about you.
Yeah.
I would love that because then people can hear about your story.
And they can hear you.
That's what we want. Yes. We want to hear your voice, your story.
We could say it for you, but it's not the same.
No.
No.
What would be fun, too, is maybe you and Paige do a podcast. I stay out of it. And you guys host one.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be interesting, too.
Do our Saturdays together.
Oh, I know. You guys are like besties.
Pretty fun.
Besties. Yeah, you got to do the TikTok dances.
I have to say, this was one great thing, because over the Christmas holidays, we did have, I think we mentioned, the hockey mom come in and do some shopping.
Yeah.
And they talk about, like, small businesses, and you know how when, like, a small business makes a sale, we do, like, the happy dance? Paige and I legitimately did a happy dance together after that lady left, and it was just like, what?
That was so nice.
And just to find out, like, who her son was and just it was like, wow. Like, it took us a few minutes and we were both, like, grouping around, dancing in the store. Like, wow, we just seriously just did the happy dance in their little small business. So that was cool.
Yeah. I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
So that, definitely having the vendors in. We were talking to somebody from Black Dog Salvage.
Yes.
There's a TV show called Salvage Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shows because they mention the word upcycle 10 to 20 times per episode.
Yeah.
So we have talked to other people and they're like, what is upcycling? I don't even get it. So it is this wave of knowledge that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when a TV show uses that word, it's like a little drinking game for us. It's like, oh, take a drink.
Yeah.
You know, they said the word upcycle.
Say it again. Yeah.
So yeah, I love hearing people say that word because it's obviously in our name and what we do. We're working on that. We made a really good connection with Mark Savant on Instagram, and he gave us a shout out in one of his most recent podcasts.
Yes, that was pretty neat.
For the beginning of 2022. Mm-hmm. He is talking about his goals at the end of his podcast. We'll put a link in. But in the very end of his podcast, he just gives us a little shout out for Upcycle Canada. We're like, I was actually at work stocking shelves. It was probably 4 a.m. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, what? I like paused it. I'm like, look, there's nobody around. I'm in my aisle by myself. But I rewound it and I'm like, he said my name.
Dave
at Upcycle Canada. He said Upcycle Canada to all of his podcast listeners. I'm like, what a generous thing to do.
Yeah.
We had a conversation last year in December where we talked just after Christmas and he gave me some ideas and we chatted and stuff. And he just encouraged us to keep going. And very nice guy. And we're really happy to have that conversation. And for him to put that into this podcast was so kind.
Yeah.
So Mark Savant, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Check him out. You can find him as well. We'll put a link to his stuff. He has a great podcast too for people who are entrepreneurs and to grow and develop. And he has some really good tools and things that he can offer people. So, and he is connected with Cliff Ravenscraft.
Yes.
Had Cliff on his podcast. So there's like this group of people that we've been chatting with, which is really, really cool. So it's just amazing how you can reach out to people and grow your community.
Yeah.
As for peers, but also people that you look up to that you want to grow and become and model yourself after. The world is there for you. Yeah. And you can really reach a lot of people. Right. So that's really cool. So we have the podcast. We want to grow our business this year. We're hoping to be open for every calendar month this year.
Yes.
Last year we were closed how much?
A good 6 months.
6 months of the year we were our storefront was closed.
And it was most of the beginning. So maybe 2 weeks in March when they tried during our March break, when they tried to get the kids to go back and it didn't work. So there was a 2 to 3 week window there, but that was it. Otherwise, I was near the end of June.
Yeah.
I think before we were allowed, once school was over.
Strange.
Basically, yeah.
For our podcast, we want to make sure that this podcast you're listening to, with the exception of today's podcast, is focused on upcycling. Right. Focused on upcycling, because that's why you're coming here.
Right.
So if you're coming here and you hear us, we did in the first season, we did talk about like Instagram.
Right.
We talked about, you know, doing voice messages in Instagram. Really nothing to do with upcycling. But it was something we were dealing with and we had focused on and something we were, you know, it did add value, we felt, but not exactly upcycling.
No.
So we want to make this pinpoint focused upcycling.
Right.
So we're going to bring guests on to talk about upcycling. We're going to talk to our vendors. We're going to introduce you to new people that are doing upcycled projects and kind of expand the upcycling word and brand through the podcast. That's why this is here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you search upcycling, you find us. Like we said, when we first started this, we were the only real upcycling focused podcast, not just an episode, not just upcycling clothing, upcycling in general, everything that we could find. And that's why we jumped in, because we wanted to share our message. So if you're coming for this, like we were looking for it, that's what we want to be. But we have other things we want to talk about. And that's the quandary. Nice word. Quandary.
Yeah.
Good one. That's the quandary we're in, is we want to share other things unrelated to upcycling that might not be for the audience that came for this topic.
Right.
So we have another.
We do.
Oh, here we go. Jen's like, what?
Yeah. It's like, I have an idea. Oh, no.
That's what Cliff's wife said.
I know.
Said,
that's right? What I remember.
Cliff
that.
Ravenscraft's wife.
That's right.
Cliff comes She's home like, oh, from a conference. I have an idea. here we go. So you can relate.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. So we created a website, livingmysidehustle.com. We own it. That's us.
Yep.
We are going to do a podcast called Living My Side Hustle. And I hear a lot of podcasts about the side hustle topic, and it seems like it's everybody's talking about the side hustle is short term to get you to your side hustle so you can quit your job. But there are people that do side hustles that might do it for a long time or might never want to leave their job.
No, they quite enjoy their job.
They need that extra little kick of money.
That's right. Yeah.
Coming to their account for investments, or they want to buy a rental property, or they want to take a holiday with their kids. Yeah. They want to buy something.
Need a new something. Yeah.
And they don't want to touch their income.
No.
So they're looking for something to do. So most of the topics I'm hearing on side hustle podcasts are all about you leaving your soul-sucking job, as they say, to to move on to something where you're the boss. So our podcast, Living My Side Hustle, is going to have elements of that, because so there are people that will listen to that podcast that are on the path to leave their job and move to something better. Mm-hmm. But there might be people who aren't looking to leave, but still need support, topics, and a podcast that kind of helps them navigate a work-life balance, work-work-life balance with two jobs and a life. So that's kind of what we're focused on. Yeah. So that's coming up, and we'll be releasing episodes on that within the next week, 2 weeks, probably.
Right.
So that'll be happening. So that'll be Living My Side Hustle. You'll find that on all of your podcast platforms, like mm-hmm. you do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but we're on Audible.
I know.
The book.
Right. And you've found that by fluke.
Yeah. I got a free membership offer.
Okay.
So I signed up and I got a free book with it. So it's great. So I listened to that. And after it was done, I noticed there was podcasts. So
right.
I always love throwing our name to see if it's there. So I typed in the Upcycle Canada podcast on Audible. And lo and behold.
There.
There we are.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast.
I'm like, on the Audible? Wow.
Wow.
So
yeah, that was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. So we will have the second podcast then, mm-hmm. Living My Side Hustle. Mm-hmm. Again, allows us to focus this podcast on upcycling related topics and continuing to get deeper and deeper into this topic and make it valuable for anybody that's interested in upcycling. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to a lot of different people mm-hmm. and expand that reach. Love to have maybe somebody from Salvage Kings on. Hint, hint, nudge,
Mr.
nudge.
Salvage.
So if that we can make that happen, that would be great as well.
Yeah.
And there are so many great people out there that we could tap into and expand this audience and shine a spotlight on them.
Yeah.
We're happy to have people look at our business. We're very grateful. But we'd also want to tell you some stories of people around us that inspire us to do what we do.
Yeah.
So it's all about community and giving back and building that community together. And that's what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we're heading.
Yeah.
So that's two podcasts. But hey, why not just go for one more?
We just might have to do that.
One more podcast.
Yes.
I have one.
Yes, you do.
That I do on my own, which I've been neglecting.
Almost kind of.
Well, yeah. I've been neglecting it over the Christmas because just working.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work on that tomorrow while you're at work.
Yes.
My podcast. I'm a musician, so I've been playing music since I was 10 years old. My parents told me to either play the accordion or the guitar, and I wasn't Weird Al Yankovic, so I knew that accordions wasn't going to land me that beautiful wife, so I needed to get a guitar, and it worked.
It did. The first day we met, you had your guitar, so that was pretty cool. Yeah. It was love at first sight.
Love at first sight. You love my guitar and you, I came with
and
it.
You were with
I
it.
I came with the guitar. So yeah, that's great. So, so I've been playing music 40-ish years. So I love music and I love being able to share songs with people. And it actually happened last night at work. We have a guy who, from Colombia who cleans the store at night and he's learning English. And he's a guitar player. Mm. So we've connected on many different levels. So I help him with English words when there's different
meanings for the
sayings. Or he'll come and ask me how to say something in English. Mm. Right? He's always concerned that he's saying it wrong. So we do like little English lessons together. And then we talk music. And we talk guitars. And he's a very nice guy. Great guy. So, but even last night, he's like, did you hear this song? And I'm like, did you hear this one? And we're sharing songs back and forth and growing our library.
Right.
I expanded his knowledge into a band he'd never heard of. And now he is learning every song that they do on guitar. Mm. He's like deep diving way beyond what I would do.
Right.
And he's like immersed himself in this band that he's never heard of until I mentioned it. Mm. So I thought, well, what about a podcast that talks about music where you can share song ideas together with your friends and say, hey, I just heard this song. What do you think? And it's called the Add to My Playlist podcast, and it's only on Spotify because Spotify has the rights to the music on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I can actually implant the song into the podcast. Hmm. So I can talk about the song like a radio show, basically.
Yeah.
I can tell you my little stories. There's an episode coming up where I actually recorded with the singer and performed with the singer. And then I can talk to you about the song and how hard this one part was to play.
Yeah.
And then play the song.
Yeah.
And you get to hear, I'm like, at 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the song, there's this run. And I always found it really hard to do. But we would have one shot at it in the concert. And every time we got to that spot, I'd be like, oh my gosh. And here it comes. And yeah. I would be able to hit it. And it always was so cool that that was a musical moment for me.
Yeah.
So listen to this part, listen to this song and add it to your playlist.
Yeah.
Very simple concept, right?
Yeah.
So we did one already for the person who does our music.
Yes.
Here at the, for the Upcycle Canada podcast. He does our intro and outro music. His name is Jacob Moon, jacobmoon.com. And so I did an episode for Jacob. So there's only one episode up there right now with the trailer. And I have probably 14 more episodes queued up to record.
Yeah.
And I already have the songs picked out. I have the backstory. A lot of Canadian artists, a lot of people that inspire me or songs from way back. So there's a lot of interesting little twists that I want to do in that. So it's more of a for fun project for me. It's not like, even if I have one listener, I'd be happy. But it's just, it's something cool and I get to play.
Yeah.
So this is kind of work related and living my side hustle is work related.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're focused on. Right. So anyway, so that's another thing. So there's three podcasts, the Upcycle Canada podcast, Living My Side Hustle podcast, and the Add to My Playlist podcast. So there's a lot of different things that we're working on right now. Like we have the time. Right? We still have a storefront. We have an employee. We have a business to grow.
We both work full-time.
So I could just see people shaking their heads right now.
Well, I did hear something quite good on a show we were watching recently, and it did... I have it in front of me. It said, if you want something done... Like, if you need something to get done, give it to somebody busy. Like, basically. Yeah, because they're already running and going. It's like, yeah, just give it to me. Yes, and then just they'll get it done. If you want something to get done, give it to someone who's already
done. Another thing I've heard, too, is if you want something you've never had before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice.
Nice, right?
I like that.
So, if you've never had a podcast before, just do a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, just do it. Like, October... 2021, October 1st, if you said to me, Dave and Jen, are you going to have a podcast? I'd be like, what? why would we, when would we have time, A, to do that?
Yeah.
And B, why?
Yeah.
And now here we are.
But the thing is, you got to schedule it. You got to make it work. You find the time, you know, and just you just got to fit it into your...
And for 23 countries to be interacting with us... shows that a podcast builds community.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a small business, if you're a maker, a creator, an artist, a musician, you have any message in the world that you think you could share with the world, podcasting allows you to have the opportunity to reach people that you would never, ever, ever reach.
Yeah.
And be in touch with amazing people like Cliff Ravenscraft, Mark Savant.
Yeah.
There's people that you get to interact with because you have a podcast that, again, you would never, I would never have a chance to catch the ear of Cliff Ravenscraft or Mark Savant. Why would they even be interested in what we do in our little store, right? So we're building a community beyond the four walls of our store for the sake of our store and for the sake of our brand and so that we can grow and continue our upcycling business. So there's great things ahead in 2022. Yes. Interviews.
Yep.
Additional podcasts and lots of great stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like we mentioned at the beginning, if you have a moment, send us a message.
Yeah.
Tell us you heard about the podcast. And we're going to hide a little Easter egg here at the end for all these wonderful people who listened this far.
Yeah.
We can tell. We can see the numbers. We can watch and track what's happening as people listen to our podcast. And some people come in at the beginning and they just kind of...
And if it's not for them, it's not for them.
That's fine. That's great. I'm glad you came and even took a moment to listen.
Yeah.
But for those that are still here right now, you are the super fan.
Yes. Thank you.
So the little tiny Easter egg we're going to hide in here is something we want you to respond back to us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be within the next few days, weeks, months, even years.
Sure.
From the time that we record this. January what?
2022.
January 3rd, 2022 is when we're recording right now.
Yeah.
And it is 10:05 p.m. by the way.
Right.
So at this moment, we're going to give you a little Easter egg. Like shaking your head, like, I don't know what you're doing. Okay.
I know you talked about this.
Yes.
I'm
we're going to give you a word. Jenna, I want you to pick a word off the top of your head. And people have to DM us, send us a message, email us, upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. Send us a direct message on our Upcycle Canada pages, any social media or website. Contact us. You're going to say this. You're going to tell us this word. And you're going to come up with the word. I'm going to come up with the prize. Okay?
Okay.
So think about it for a second. Dramatic effect. Any word, something unique, and I'll tell the prize. You ready? Just say it. 1, 2, 3.
Challenge.
Challenge. Good. Okay. So send the message challenge to Upcycle Canada. Mm-hmm. podcast@gmail.com or direct message us challenge any social media, any way you want to contact us. We're everywhere. Do that to us. And we will send you a Upcycle Canada sticker for free.
There you go.
All we'll need in your message to us is we just need some way to get it to you. So I just need your address and we will send you an Upcycle Canada sticker. And you're like, oh my gosh, I need that in my life.
For my laptop.
I need that so bad. Yes, so we know there's going to be a flood of people.
Be on your mirror in the bathroom.
A flood of sticker happy people.
Yeah.
There's probably like some sticker culture out there that is like has conventions.
City. Sticker city.
Yeah, they have like conventions and stuff. And
stickers.
Chat rooms. Podcasts about stickers.
Sticky stuff.
Maybe their tagline is stick with it or stuck on you.
Stick
is that Kenny Rogers?
Stuck on you. No, isn't that Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Stuck on you, Lionel Richie. Shout out to Lionel.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Sidetrack.
Squirrel moment.
Challenge. Yeah, what was the word?
What was
challenge.
That? Yeah.
UpcycleCanadaPodcast@gmail.com. Go to UpcycleCanada.ca. Contact us. Send us that message and give us some way to send this to you.
Yes.
We promise not to come to your house or creep you out. Just some way to get it to you, and we will send you an Upcycle Canada official sticker.
Yes.
Get excited, Jen.
I'm excited.
So Woo! Excited.
Do the happy dance.
So this can happen anytime.
I know.
Doesn't matter.
So we better have a stack of stickers.
We could be 65 and be like, challenge. Oh, there's another one.
Another sticker.
Dang it. Yeah, so we will do it. We will honor that. Yes. We will send you a free, no strings attached, sticky sticker, which will be attached.
We won't stick it inside the envelope.
No.
No, we'll.
I mean, we will send you all of our love.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We will talk to you guys on the next one. Here's to 2022. Let's not be afraid to suck at something new this year, okay?
That's right.
Awesome. And what do we say?
Let's keep this conversation going.
Let's go, 2022. It's all about you.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, If you know a new dad, a current dad, a empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.